Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Baba Kama, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chosh Esrabas Rachol Shishu Bizeicher Fine Rizivik Hagun Bikar of Mamish. And we continue discussing the damages the Nizakin of Karen Shane and Regel. So the Mishnah tells us Hakel Vagadisha Kafsu Mirash Hagag. If a dog or a goat were on a roof and they jumped off of it, we're not talking about they're committing suicide. It was probably a low roof and they fell into somebody else's chatzer, Vishibar Esa Kalim, and they broke Kalim, Mishalim Nezek Shalim. The owner of this dog or goat has to pay full Nezek because they're mua to do this. Dogs and goats normally jump. They jump up, they jump down, they jump all over the place. And since this is considered a regular damage, it's like regel, and it's automatically mua'd. Now here, once again, we have a combo of damages. Hakel shenato charara b'halch l'gadesh. A dog took a charara, which is basically a bread biscuit that's baking on coals. He took it off, and then he went near a pile. A gadesh is like a pile of hay or wheat or something like that. Now attached to this biscuit, there were some coals. Achol hacharara, it ate the biscuit, v'hidak hagadesh, and caused the pile to be lit because of the coals, al charara mishalim nezek shalem. In regards to the charara that was eaten, the owner has to pay nezek shalem because that's a regular shane damage. It ate what's normal for it to eat. However, al gadish mishalim chatzi nezek, the owner only pays chatzi nezek for the gadish because it's like what we learned in the first mission of the parak. It's called sroi rice. It's something that ki'ilu, the dog, had kicked up, which caused damage. And we had said that's halacha mishnah misinai, that the owner will only be chayv chatzi nezek for. Moving on to mishnah dalid, now we're going to discuss how an animal becomes a muad and how it's considered to have done tshuva, then now it loses its status of a muad. Ezu tam ve'ezu muad. How do we define a tam and muad? Muad kol she'idu b'shloisha yamim. A muad is if edim testified about an abezdin 3 days in a row, it gored. It did a damage of keren. A tam, and now how does it revert back to its status of being a tam? Mishayachzir b'shloisha yamim. That if for 3 days it sees animals and it doesn't gore them, it doesn't do this damage of keren, then it loses its status of muad and goes back to being a tam. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. However, Rav Meir argues in both of these. Muad she'idu by shlosha pa'amim. It's a muad if they give edus about it that a gorda did this karen damage 3 times, not 3 days in a row. And that means even if it's 3 times in 1 day, it could become a muad. And if a tam, how does it revert back to being a tam? Kol shi'atinokas mashmashim by in a negach. That's if kids are being mashmash with it. They're pulling it, poking it, prodding it, making it mashuga, and it doesn't gore. It's just chilled. It's relaxed. Then we see that it went back to being a tam. And the loch is that we pass like Rav Yehuda when it's going from tam to muad, but like Rav Meir when it's going from muad to tam. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hey and Vav. Continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.